Sports, politics, life. Back 9 Development presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Online at back9development.com.
The remarkable part about the Chiefs' embarrassing performance against the Detroit Lions to open the NFL season on Thursday night is that as bad as the Chiefs were, as embarrassing as all this was, as pathetic as the wide receivers were on whole as a group, and Kadarius Toney specifically individually, Chiefs still had a chance to win. Chiefs still could have won the game. It is absolutely remarkable. There are not very many teams that I've ever seen play in the National Football League that could be this bad and still have a chance to win, and maybe even walk away and say they should have won the game. Look, I like the Detroit Lions. I'll prop them up and say they're a good football team. They're an emerging football team. They did a lot of things well, but they didn't stick to their game plan. They came out early, went for a fake punt that caught the Chiefs completely flat-footed, then marched down and scored a touchdown and shocked everybody by taking risks, appearing to be one of those teams that was going to do everything they possibly could to win a football game. Take every chance, every trick play, every possible thing in the playbook, but they didn't. They recognized at some point in this game, hey, just hang in there with the Chiefs. They ain't got it. These receivers ain't got it. Travis Kelce isn't on the field. It's not the same team, and we'll let them beat themselves. And that's exactly what the Kansas City Chiefs did. They beat themselves. They should be having wide receiver tryouts today at Arrowhead. All this nonsense that we heard during training camp about, oh, there's 8 NFL receivers on the team. We're going to keep 7. And it's just such a loaded room. We've got all this talent and all these players. Well, I think what we found out is, I used to say this about running backs. They'd say, hey, we have 2 running backs or running back by committee. If you have 2 running backs or you have running back by committee, you don't have a running back. Okay, you don't have quarterback by committee. Oh, we got a really good quarterback room. We got 2 guys. We're going to play them both. That doesn't work. So if you're running around saying you have 8 wide receivers, you probably don't have 1. Nobody right now can name the Chiefs' top receiver. Travis Kelce's a tight end. He's obviously the best target on the team. We get that. And they missed him in this game. But one player is no excuse. You can't be one tight end away from your whole season being great or terrible. You can't. That's just not doable in today's NFL. That's absolutely impossible. You can't name for me who the Chiefs' top target is at wide receiver. It's impossible to do. Kadarius Toney is, well, first of all, you can't count on him to be there and be healthy. And apparently now you can't count on him to have his head in the game. After a completely disruptive and embarrassing offseason where this buffoon ran around and acted like a fool on social media, flashing his jewelry, bad-mouthing the New York Giants, talking about how great he is and how they won the Super Bowl, he shows up to start the season and he should be in hiding right now. Kadarius Toney should be in witness protection. This was not an NFL caliber game. I can go find 100 guys in college football that could have done better than that last night than Kadarius Toney. 100. He just wasn't there. Andy Reid said after the game, well, this is unusual. The drops are unusual. It's not what we see in practice. Doesn't matter what you do in practice. You gotta be ready to play an NFL game. When Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback and he's hitting you in stride, right in the hands, hey, every now and then somebody drops one. What you can't do is just nonchalant, whoop, slip through my hands. Uh-oh, pick 6 for the Lions. What a joke. What an absolute and utter joke this was. I hope the Chiefs enjoyed their offseason because that's what this was. This was an embarrassing, stinky, rotten performance by a bunch of players that have been running around, living the life, that got their butt kicked in front of everybody. The true downside of this is not just the one loss. It's not. The true downside is not losing to the Lions. The true downside is not having a bad night, losing a football game. The downside is everybody in the NFL watched. Every single player on every single team watched that game, including 159 players in the AFC West that now have life. They haven't taken the field and played a game yet. And they're all like, hell, we can do that. We can beat that bunch. Superman needs help. The Chiefs have Superman. He needs help. He got bad coaching. The running backs are pathetic. There is no running game. I hear all about the offensive line pass protection was excellent in this game, by the way. Patrick Mahomes had 3.19 seconds to throw on average for the game. Last year it was 2.89. So this was a very good pass protection night. There were several times where Mahomes then shuttled out of the pocket like he does. Got himself some more time, found some guys in space. But the bottom line is this, the run blocking's terrible or the run scheme is terrible. The running backs are bleh at best. At best. We'll get to the defense in a minute. They were fine. But this offense has got miles and miles and miles to go. And yes, you have the best quarterback on the planet. And yes, he can make plays. And yes, he almost came back and won the game for you. But I can't figure out Andy Reid's coaching. I don't know why they try to run the ball so much parallel to the line of scrimmage. I don't understand the most important play of the game in the fourth quarter. You're going for your third and one. And the greatest player on earth is a decoy? Mahomes is not even involved in the play in any way. Look, they made a decision a long time ago. He's never going to quarterback sneak. Okay, so that's a coaching decision. Andy Reid is paid to make those decisions. I don't necessarily like it. I think when he got hurt on the sneak, it was a fluke play. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is any more prone to getting hurt on a quarterback sneak than any other quarterback in this league. And we're going to see Aaron Rodgers do it. We're going to see Joe Burrow do it. We're going to see Josh Allen do it. We're going to see Justin Herbert do it. But we're not going to see Patrick Mahomes do it. So they put Blake Bell under center. Mahomes is some kind of a decoy. And then around the end comes a rookie. Rashee Rice is who they tried to hand it to. Is that who it was? And they lose a couple of yards. They're at like the 35, 36-yard line. They got 5 minutes left in the game. Perfect time to go down, score a touchdown, win the football game. And they're running some gadget play with Blake Bell under center. When you have Patrick freaking Mahomes, then he doesn't go for it on fourth down. He kicks it away. I guess they were in some ways lucky to get the ball back and have another chance. It was a disaster all the way around. And whoever the official scorer is or how they score things officially, this is worse than baseball. The Chiefs were only credited with four drops in this game. That's a joke. That's a joke. Technically, there should have been six or seven. And honestly, there were at least nine. This was a disaster. Mahomes was 2 out of 12 to his wide receivers in the second half. They got to find a run game. You know, if you watched what the Lions did, and they didn't run the ball great, but if you watched what they did, they had some nice runs. Most of them were right up the middle. When they did, they put the Chiefs in a situation where, okay, we really got to defend the run. Jared Goff clearly is not Patrick Mahomes, and he clearly gets his yards and his completions off of the threat of a running game. The Chiefs don't have that. The Chiefs cannot become this reliant on Patrick Mahomes. He is Superman, and he is the greatest quarterback on earth to come win a game for you. And he's got scoreboard and track record and all those things. This was a joke of an offensive performance. And I'm not putting down the Lions. They're a fine football team, but it really wasn't them. We're talking about open receivers just dropping the ball. Most of those on pretty short routes. When Mahomes did fire a couple of downfield passes where a receiver would have to jump in the air and catch it, at times it was almost like they didn't even get their hand on it. It just went clean right through, like it was flying through a tire. Man, this was really, really bad. And Kadarius Toney should probably be apologizing to his teammates. I don't know where his head was in this game. I don't know what that was for performance. Mahomes finishes 21 out of 39 for 226. Two touchdowns in the pick six. Pick six, not his fault. Goff, little bit better, not much. 22 out of 35, 253, and a touchdown. Patrick Mahomes was your leading freaking rusher for the Chiefs. How pathetic is that? Mahomes had 45 yards rushing. Clyde Edwards-Helaire had 22. Isaiah Pacheco had 23. CEH and Pacheco combined for the same amount of yards as Patrick Mahomes. That will not do it. Andy Reid's coaching was not great in this one. These stupid running plays, parallel to the line of scrimmage, they work when they're surprises. They don't work in the NFL when you're your staple. When you try them three or four times in a game, they're not going to work. Tyreek Hill isn't here. You could expect that play when Tyreek Hill was here. People forget this. Tyreek Hill was a running back. He was the fastest running back on the planet. They converted him to wide receiver. So when he ran parallel to the line of scrimmage, he was a real weapon, and the play didn't even have to be blocked very well. And you certainly didn't have to surprise anybody because Tyreek Hill had the ball. But Rashee Rice? Come on. Come on. You're just joking, right? This was this was a team building exercise. Is that what this was? A team building exercise. We're going to get everybody the ball. Oh, Kelsey's out tonight. Let's involve all the rookies. Let's show why we're carrying Blake Bell on this team instead of a real tight end. Blake Bell was the belldozer in college, played some quarterback. Let's put him under center. Listen, I'm great with putting him under center. When you have third or fourth and short, a yard or less, I'm okay with doing it, but put some beef behind him and shove this guy. Let's get to the line of scrimmage and get the first down. Let's play some power football. Not Mahomes is on the field as a decoy. You're 10 on 11 at that point. This is stupid. Okay, what's the decoy? Blake Bell's going to throw it to Mahomes? That's probably in the playbook. That's probably there. So that's a safer play than Mahomes just quarterback sneaking for a foot? We're going to run Mahomes out and put him in the open field to get hit trying to catch a pass? I don't understand any of it. I don't. And Mahomes said the wrong thing after the game too. They asked him if he was embarrassed by the way the offense played. And he said it's embarrassing to lose anytime. Well, no, that's a stock pat answer. That's not good. It doesn't feel like there was recognition that this was one giant disaster for the Chiefs offense. And this has been the defining part of this football team is their offense. No question about it. And the play of Patrick Mahomes. But if you can't name the top wide receiver on the team, I'm not sure what good it does to have Patrick Mahomes. They're going to win a bunch of football games. They're not going 0-17. I'm not hitting a panic button. They lost to the Lions. It stinks. But you can't, I mean, they just gave one away. I really appreciate the Lions. They're a good football team. They're not great. The Chiefs handed them this game. They went for a 4th-and-25 at the end of the game. Oh, another drop. Tough catch. Mahomes fired it. Would have been a first down. He buys himself time. I think I'm more sick than anything else to the division watch this. And Travis Kelce would have helped a lot. I get that. But I can't blame this on Kelce. You got to win games without Kelce and Chris Jones. Let's not forget, injuries happen. Travis Kelce's an older player. He got hurt in practice. If he got hurt in practice, he's probably going to get hurt at some point in a game and be on the sideline. This is that part of his career. To expect him to play 5 more years not missing a game is unrealistic at best. You have to go beat teams when you don't have all your guys. That's what the NFL is, and the Chiefs were a mess here. They were an absolute mess. And it almost seemed like at the most important times of the game, Andy didn't want to use Patrick Mahomes. I mean, we can go back to the 12-minute mark. The Chiefs are up 3 points. They're at the 21-yard line. They have 4th-and-1.5 yards at the 21. They're up 3. There's 12 minutes to go. You get the first down. You score a touchdown. You go up 24-14. This game's done. You've won it. You're up 10 with 9 minutes to go. You're winning this football game. And Andy kicks a field goal to go up 6, which is 6-point lead is like the Maytag repairman of football. It's the loneliest thing on earth. And I know what he was thinking. I know what Andy was thinking. Get the 3. If you get 3 more somewhere, you win the game. You don't have to score a touchdown. That 3 more would do it. I know that's what Andy was thinking. And in the end, that was right. It's hard to completely criticize that, but come on. You got Patrick Mahomes. It's 4th-and-2. It's 2023 in the NFL, and you got 2 Lombardi trophies back in the case. Of all teams that should be rolling the dice with their quarterback, the team that's won 2 Super Bowls with that guy should be doing it at home on opening night. It's a 50-50 call. I can't blast Andy for kicking the field goal, but my God, it's symptomatic of the problem here. And Andy's saying, oh, it's unusual, they're dropping. Look, if Andy's not willing to go for that 4th-and-2, he must hate his stinking receivers too. Because what's he thinking? I got to come up with some gadget play here? Because my receivers stink? What is it? I don't know. What would be the reason? So he kicks the field goal there. The stupid Blake Bell under center play was a joke. Then they punted right there. They punted the ball away. I don't understand it. Mahomes is the franchise. You're not putting the ball in his hands to try to win the game. Then you give him a shot on a 4th-and-25 and expect him to be Superman. He's got a manageable 4th-and-2. He's got 3rd-and-1 and you don't use him. Third and one, you don't use Mahomes. He's out of the play. He's a decoy. You're not using Patrick Mahomes. Then what? You expect him to convert a fourth and 25 at the end of the game. Ugh. And the most surprising part was the Lions, they weren't the riverboat gamblers. They weren't the team that came in and said, we got to try everything to beat these guys. They said, we'll line up and play these guys. They'll make mistakes and we'll win. It was like the Lions were like the Chiefs playing the Raiders. Oh, just hang in there. Look at these clowns dropping all these passes. We'll be all right. We'll be just fine. Look at Andy Reid's play calls. Look, they're not even using Mahomes. Thank you. Thank you for not you. Thank you for allowing number 15 to be a decoy. Thank you. Third and one. How about you just line it up and hand it to a guy? Can we try that? Can we not get a yard with a running back? Ooh, boy, that was a bad start, folks. It's going to take me a while to answer all your emails. I'm going to say it right now. I looked at my inbox and I went, I'm not even starting this morning. I may not touch him today. It may be this weekend. It may be next week. I can't do it. I'm pissed. I'm serious. That was awful. That is not what you expect. Now, the defensive side of the ball, this team didn't miss Chris Jones a lick. I mean, nothing. Folks, the Chiefs' defense gave up 7 points. In regular football, that's what they did. All right, the pick six was obviously 7, so the defense had nothing to do with that. The first Lions touchdown, the Chiefs did their job. They put the Lions in a 4th-and-1 in a punting situation. They stopped the defense stopped the Lions on that drive. Fake punt happens, the Lions score. Never should have happened. Defense did its job. Remember that. The defense did its job. There was one drive this entire game where the Chiefs' defense gave up a legitimate touchdown. One. The defense was fine. Defense did a lot of things really well. I thought the defensive front was good. There was a 3 or 4 rushing plays where, including the touchdown run, they looked like they got gashed a little bit. But you know, those things can be schemed. The Lions have a complicated running game, certainly more complicated than the Chiefs' run game. And it can be difficult to defend. This defense played great. I don't know what you want them to do. Lions were driving. It looked like they were going to score points. And the Chiefs got a turnover, a takeaway that saved at least 3 points, maybe 7. They did some really nice things in this game. There's a lot to build on there. I mean, a lot. And I didn't feel like they missed Chris Jones, really. They got some pressure on the quarterback. They hit him a couple of times. I've got no beef whatsoever on the defensive side of the ball. And yeah, I don't know what Chris Jones was thinking. I literally asked a couple of buddies I'm watching with them last night. I said, what do you think Chris Jones is really thinking? If you're sitting there and your goal is to make more money and you're not playing in this game, is it killing him that he's not playing? Is he still thinking about his money? What is he thinking about during the game? Is he hoping that the Chiefs get gashed for a bunch of rush yards right up the middle? So he can say, hey, you need me now more than ever? Because I'm sorry, the Chiefs didn't need Chris Jones last night. And it was no factor in the outcome of the game. None. Chris Jones sitting upstairs did not affect this game one bit. Zero. It didn't. Unless you just think he was going to make some sort of game-wrecking play, which he does 3 or 4 times a year. So there's a chance he would have done something like that, but it's doubtful. Lions were playing it pretty safe. They really were. Because the Chiefs can't catch. My God. Whew. KKHI is brought to you by the New Car Image, online at thenewcarimage.com. Call my buddy Brad over at the New Car Image, and he will hook you up anywhere from Belton to Lawrence and detail your ride. This is something you really should do for yourself. You really should. It is unbelievable how beautiful and restored better than new your vehicle will be if you call the New Car Image, 816-499-1470. They do a lot more than that. They also do DMV services for you so you don't have to mess with it. They have mobile services to businesses, even if you have fleets of trucks, cars, whatever it may be. Business owners like getting their car serviced once a month. It's not that different than, you know, servicing things around your home, folks. Take care of your car. Absolutely take care of it with the New Car Image. You put that ceramic coating on there, and let him wax up your windows. Sometimes you don't even have to turn your wipers on. If it rains, you just right off there. 816-499-1470, thenewcarimage.com. BeStock.net this weekend. Get on out there to 14680 South Flaming Road. They've got Apple iPads for $299. It just lasts this week. That's it. Saturday's it. If you want to order it online, the promo code is KKHI iPad. Apple iPads, brand new with warranty, $299. And they still have the 70-inch Samsung TVs, 4K left. TU-7000s for $399, lowest price ever. And they'll deliver it to you in the Kansas City area for just $25. BeStock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. Dr. Kip Van Camp and his clinic, IdealHealthKC.com, would like to see you if your regular health care isn't taking care of you. If you still don't feel well after traditional ways of seeing doctors, you're tired of taking pills or trying to take this shot or do that, how about you use your own body's tissue to fix what ails you? Regenerative medicine is the future of medicine, and it's here today at IdealHealthKC.com. K7 in Shawnee Mission Parkway, call 913-745-5300 to schedule a consultation. Joint pain, COVID shot issues, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, just generally feeling sluggish, you don't feel well. Dr. Van Camp is double board certified. He's an interventional radiologist. They do blood spinning, patch therapy, ozone therapy, and tissue. I mean, this is well worth an opportunity to go meet Dr. Van Camp and see if it's for you. IdealHealthKC.com. Other NFL news, Joe Burrow becomes the highest paid player in the National Football League. $275 million contract over 5 years. $219 million of that is guaranteed. He's the highest paid player ever. Joe Burrow's good. He's been out. And he's going to be back and ready to play. We'll see what the Bengals have. We're going to sit here and judge the Chiefs all season long against other teams. They play most of them, by the way. They play most of the good teams. And I can name five teams on the schedule that would have beaten the Chiefs last night. So if that's what the Chiefs have, I mean, they're looking at probably 9-8. If that's the Chiefs, and I don't think it was, I think there's a lot better out there. They're just not there. If that's what the Chiefs are, you're looking at 9-8 and missing the playoffs. That was not a playoff performance. Chiefs aren't going to the playoffs playing like that. They're not. They're not winning the division. They're not beating the Chargers. They're not beating anybody. Right? Again, the Lions are a good team. Well, the Chiefs would have beaten the Cardinals last night. There's some bad, crappy teams they could have beaten. That the defense alone would have been good enough. But there's at least five teams on the schedule, maybe more, that are better than the Lions. And they certainly aren't beating any of those teams. Joe Burrow and the Bengals are licking their chops. I mean, it's not just the division. The Bills are looking at this too. The Jets, Aaron Rodgers watched and went, okay. You know, I've been saying it. Everybody's laughing at me. I'm like, they're losing at New York. They're going to go play the Jets, and that defense is legit. If you think that was trouble for the Chiefs offense last night, wait till they play against the Jets and that defense. Good luck. They got about a month. That game's not even a month away. Is it the end of this month? September 30th? October 1st? It's not far away. Is it game four? I think it's game four, Sunday Night Football. Where's my schedule? Give me that schedule. Game, the Jets, October 1st. Game number four. Good luck. Good luck. You better shore up that stuff before then. College football, Friday night, Kansas plays Illinois on ESPN2. Jalen Daniels, the quarterback, is expected to play. He got more reps this week in practice than he has at any point during training camp. So that's the good news for Kansas football. The difficult part of this assignment for Kansas is Illinois' strength is their defensive front. Their defensive front and their linebackers should be able to stop the run and even contain Jalen Daniels. It's their specialty. It looks like the kind of game where KU may have to throw the ball downfield a little bit and make some big plays. That consistently moving the chains will be, which Kansas is very good at, by the way. The Illinois' specialty is we will not allow you to go on 7-minute drives where you get five first downs. But that's not what Illinois allows. So are they more susceptible to big plays? Maybe, because they like to play up on the ball and they like to keep the game right in front of them. Illinois does, and they're good defensively. This team won 8 games last year. They weren't very good last week, but we know, we watched the Chiefs, we know good teams can have bad week ones. Clemson's not going to stink this year. They had a terrible week one. LSU isn't going to stink this year. They had a bad week one. So that can happen. I don't think Illinois is in the same vein as those programs, certainly, but this is a real stern test for Kansas. I do like Kansas in this game, but I always lean toward the better offensive team. I just do. It's why I liked the Chiefs last night. I think their offense is better than the Lions. They just weren't last night. But I think Kansas has the better offense here, and I almost always go with those teams. So we'll say Jalen Daniels will play. That's what it looks like. That doesn't mean he'll start, and it doesn't mean he's going to play every snap. I think we'll see some Jason Bean in this game. Maybe that offers some diversity. Maybe you're still trying to work Jalen Daniels back in there. This is a tale of two different teams, a defensive-minded team versus an offensive-minded team. And I love when we see matchups like that in sports because you never know what's going to happen. It is NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway. Three races, 3 days of races. They've got the trucks tonight, the Xfinity Series on Saturday, then the Cup Series on Sunday, 2 o'clock with the Hollywood Casino 400. Kyle Larson is leading the playoffs right now. There are 16 drivers in the chase, and Kyle Larson is in the top position as they enter this week's race at Kansas Speedway. I think it's this one and next week, and then they pare it down to 12. They start cutting them down until they crown a champion at the end of the season. So big-time playoff racing at Kansas Speedway this weekend. Chiefs don't play. Maybe this is a perfect Sunday for you to go to a race. It's fun. It's a good time. 38 Special is the band playing before the race at Kansas Speedway on Sunday. So looks like the weather's going to be really nice. Enjoy yourself. Get your mind off the stinking Chiefs game one and come back next week and get focused for game two. Enjoy some NASCAR. Go to the races. It is fun. They're going to be burning fossil fuels. Yes, at Kansas Speedway. A lot of fossil fuels are going to get burned up. It's going to be awesome. It'll be loud, and they're going to go fast, and people are going to drink American beer, light beer, and they're going to cook and smoke things. They're going to smoke red meat, smoke meat, drink cold beer, and burn fossil fuels, baby. There will be Trump flags everywhere. Old Glory will be waving high above all these campers and trailers. It'll be a beautiful thing at Kansas Speedway. Go enjoy it, man. It is absolutely a good time. All right, as we move on to what's going on in the news, we are presented by 360 Document Solutions. 360documentsolutions.com works with businesses in Missouri, Kansas, and Oklahoma with personal touch and personal service. Of course, they have the best copiers and printers, voiceover systems, phone systems. They have all of the equipment that your business needs to run smoothly and efficiently. They just have better service than the other guys. They're not some big conglomo that drops stuff off and says, here you go, and you got to figure out how to integrate it, install it, put it in, service it, and maybe you don't have a person to do all of that. You certainly shouldn't have to do all that. It should come with the sale. The service at 360 Document Solutions is free. World-class service is free from 360. Do business with local folks. It's a great private business run by solid American patriots and conservatives. They'd love to work with your business. Call Mark at 913-745-5344 for 360documentsolutions.com. The Bluemont Hotel is your destination in Manhattan, whether you're visiting for school, work, business, social, football, whatever it may be. Bluemont Hotel is Manhattan's destination. They also have Goolsby's Restaurant and Indoor Entertainment Center as part of the Bluemont Hotel, which is a lot of fun. They've got batting cages, driving ranges, duck pin bowling, video games, an arcade. They've got 30 taps on the wall. You pour your own beers. It's a pretty cool place. You'll like it. Next time you're in Manhattan, swing by Goolsby's. If nothing else, just check the place out. But if you're planning an event or have some sort of a social or an event or a wedding or something coming up in Manhattan, make a night of it. You don't have to drive back. Stay the night. Bluemont Hotel, AdvantageTermite.com. And Advantage Termite and Pest Control came out to the house on Thursday and took a look at our mulch. This is the kind of service you get with Advantage. We had some really weird things happening in our mulch. We thought, boy, we don't want to get those voles or critters digging in the ground. We didn't see holes, so I didn't think we had stuff digging. They came out and they saw it and said, nothing to worry about. It's just animals being animals. Something's coming out of the woods. It could be deer doing that. There's a lot of things it could be. Many of you have emailed me and said it could be skunks, that they will kick up some mulch in the middle of the night while you're sleeping. We've not seen anything doing it, but we've seen some mulch kicked out in the yard, and we were just worried that something's going to be digging in the ground. Advantage came out, took a look, and said, you're all good to go. You've got no problem here. And I like that about having their regular service. They just schedule an appointment, come out, send somebody by, and he goes, no, you got nothing digging holes. You're not down in the ground. You're good to go here. And I appreciate that because I'm not very smart at this stuff. They're online at AdvantageTPC.com. That's AdvantageTPC.com. Call 913-768-8989 for your home or business pest control and critter removal needs. Ooh, I heard from a lot of people upset that they played the Black National Anthem before the game last night. And the easy take here is there is only one national anthem. I think we might be past being upset that they would play a song that a segment of our culture likes or adores. I think we're okay with that. What we don't like is this being referred to as the Black National Anthem. You know, what's in a name? It matters. For so many of us, there's one national anthem. That's it. There's not a white one. There's not a brown one. There's not a Christian one. There's one national anthem. And for so long, to take this song and call it the Black National Anthem is just wrong. And the NFL is basically fulfilling this for people who want to refer this to as the Black National Anthem, because they play it before the real national anthem. They're putting it on the same stage. And they're basically saying, yeah, blacks can have their own national anthem. Then we got this other one for what? All our white fans? I don't even know. I don't know what the NFL's trying to say by doing this. This started after George Floyd. We know when it started. I understand why people are upset. I really think it has calmed down. I don't think it's necessary to have a song for one specific part of our culture as part of a pregame ceremony. But if they do it once a year, if that's it, I think we can all live with that. I think we can look at different parts of the culture and say, we don't mind integrating something from parts of our culture into a pregame, but this was clearly the NFL making a loud statement that we're going to play the Black National Anthem. I don't think this really was the Chiefs at all. I think they said, we're going to do it. Here it is. This is in your face. They call it the Black National Anthem. And sure, we'll push forward a philosophy that there are two national anthems. And that's what has people upset. It's really the name, more than anything else. The song itself, relatively harmless, unless it becomes something that is like, you know, when the Royals play the Blue Jays, you get the American anthem and the Canadian anthem. That's often the case in international sports as well. If it turns into something like that, where every sporting event in America or every NFL game has the black anthem and then the national anthem, that's bad. I don't think it will become that, but I'll be the first to scream and jump up and down on that. I can live with them doing this once. I can't live with them calling it the Black National Anthem. I will not recognize that. I will not recognize that as any sort of, if they want to call it a black anthem, that actually is okay, I guess. But not national. You can't use the word national. It has nothing to do with our nation. There is no black national anthem. That just absolutely does not fly. Oh boy, the left cancel culture is coming after Jimmy Fallon of The Tonight Show. Woo, have you seen this? And Thursday, Jimmy Fallon got on a Zoom call with the entire staff of The Tonight Show, most of whom are on strike at this point, right? The writers are on strike and we're getting reruns and stuff, and apologized to them after two current and 14 former employees of The Tonight Show paint Jimmy Fallon as toxic, hissy fit throwing, and drunk at rehearsal, unprofessional character. These stories are unbelievable. One story is, as they were going through rehearsal or going through a taping of seemingly a skit of some sort with the ultra professional of all professionals, Jerry Seinfeld is on with him. Seinfeld stopped it and turned to Jimmy and said, apologize to that cue card holder right now. Because Fallon was being such a dick to the guy that holds the cue cards. Jerry Seinfeld stopped the taping of a skit on The Tonight Show and turned to the host and said, you apologize to him right now. And Fallon did. And these stories are all out there about the way Jimmy Fallon acts on the set, the way he treats people. He had a Zoom call on Thursday and apologized. A lot of times when you start apologizing like this and acknowledge that this is true, you get Ellen'd. You got about a year left. They start to look for your replacement and say, uh-oh, it's out there. They've had a whole bunch of writers, showrunners, producers leave the show because Jimmy Fallon is such a prick. Interesting. He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that would be a complete jerk, but he is a legendary drunk. Legendary. And so I could see if there are rehearsals in the afternoon, you know, he's having cocktails at lunch and they don't tape till later in the day or something. I can see where they're doing stuff and his drinking could be a problem. And maybe it all just stems from that. I don't know. The most serious issue this month, in my opinion, going on in Washington, D.C., is on our side of the fence. What the heck are we going to do with Mitch McConnell? He's got to go. He can't be the Senate Majority Leader. Now, it gets worse because who's being floated out there? His cronies. Where everything just stays the same, now John Thune becomes the Majority Leader, or John Cornyn of Texas becomes the Majority Leader. And you just go from one rhino to another. That's what seems to be in the works. Josh Hawley needs to make this play. He needs to make this happen. And Donald Trump needs to be involved. In some way, Trump needs to be working with members of the Senate and say, you don't have the votes for a rhino. You can't do this. We're going to replace McConnell, but it's going to be a conservative. Josh Hawley would be awesome as the Senate Majority Leader. He would be incredible. He's going to win his re-election easily. He can be there forever. He's in a deep red state now. He could be leader for a long, long time and be really good at it. I think it's a big issue. I think it's a very big issue facing the Republicans right now. And I just don't think Mitch McConnell should be serving. I'll apply the same thing to our side of the fence as I do with Biden or Pelosi or Feinstein or any of these others. Mitch McConnell should not be working. He should be replaced. Be replaced by another Republican, and he definitely immediately should not be the Senate leader for the Republicans. He just shouldn't be. Our final is brought to you by Frye Orthodontics, 13 locations. There's one near you. Perfect smile for life with Invisalign or braces, same price. Log on to FryeOrthodontics.com, where your smile is just the start. Joslyn's Jewelry this weekend, great place to shop to get something shiny or for jewelry repair. They charge a fraction of what the chains charge. Legit. If you have something that needs repaired, take it to Joslyn's. You'll be amazed at their customer service, how good their jewelry repair is, and how little they charge. Online at joslynsjewelry.com, Joslyn's is the jeweler you'll recommend to your friends and family. And Earth Effects Outdoors, your new landscaping company. If you need some landscape work done this fall, EE Outdoor is on the job for you. Call 816-478-478 7700 or online at eeoutdoor.com. They build outdoor kitchens, fire pits, hardscapes, lighting, berms, trees, ponds, water features, retaining walls, drainage problems. They do it all. Great American Christian patriots. Earth Effects Outdoor. Call Daniel and his team at eeoutdoor.com. Our final is a woman named Sarah Jones. She's an actor and a dancer. And her boyfriend, they call them partners, but I feel like when I say partner, you'll immediately think this is a gay couple. So I always like to point out that it's okay to say boyfriend and girlfriend still. Okay? This is a woman who is with a man, unmarried, that impregnated her. Hey! You know, like humans do. Anyway, he's an actor on the sitcom The Neighborhood. So these people are marginally famous in California. Her name is Sarah Jones. They went to the Beyonce show. They went to see Beyonce. Sarah Jones is a big Bay Bay fan. And she's 5 days away from her due date. And she goes and she dances because she's a dancer. And she's not dancing on stage. She's at the show with her boyfriend. They're enjoying some Bay Bay, man. They're loving this show. She's like, uh-oh, something going on here. I better sit down. And she sits down and he says, oh, it's probably just Braxton Hicks. Is that what you call Braxton? Braxton Hicks? And she says, yeah, that's probably it. Sits for a couple minutes. She gets back up. She starts dancing some more. She goes, uh-uh, something else is going on here. It's go time. Several hours later, baby Nola was born to this happy couple. That's right. Sarah went into labor right there at the Beyonce concert and had her baby a few hours later. Congratulations to the happy couple. I wish you were married. But I'm the old get off your lawn guy now. That's just me. But I'm happy they're like a real couple that had a real child. And they have a great story to tell about their beautiful young baby Nola, who was born not exactly at the concert. They got to the hospital and it was several hours later. But it all started right there at the Beyonce show. Folks, I hope you have a great, great weekend. Truly, we're going to do a newsletter for the patrons coming up this weekend. If you'd like to get the newsletter and want to sign up to become a patron, just go to kkhasissues.com. It's $5 a month or more if you'd like to. We'll take that. And become a patron and get our patron podcasts each and every week, including Lee Sterling's free pick every Thursday and much, much more during football season. kkhasissues.com is the place to go. And it only takes about 5 minutes to sign up. And we'll have the newsletter out this weekend. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Please hit the like, follow, or subscribe button if you haven't done that yet, or tell a friend about it and have them do it. We appreciate you being our army out there and spreading the word that indeed Kevin Keatsman has issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.